Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now is Hobart Lewis, sheriff's candidate in the runoff election this morning between A.T. Smith and Hobart Lewis. Good morning, sir.
Hey, good morning.
So you were now pretty famous this morning after your opponent, A.T. Smith, sent out the mailer making fun of your teeth. Over the weekend,
yes, I
got a crazy question for you. I'm kind of confused. In the photo, it shows you kind of gap toothed, and basically the mailer says, you know, imagine this guy being our sheriff, and he's referring to you, Hobart Lewis. And again, the mailer, of course, was sent out by A.T. Smith's campaign, and it says that the photo is not altered. And so I kind of, you know, and I don't mean to offend you, I sort of surreptitiously chucked out your teeth last night at the debate. And they look like anybody else's teeth. I mean, they weren't really remarkable. They're normal teeth.
They're mine.
They're yours. Explain it.
They're mine. I don't have any type of partial or appliance or anything in my mouth, so I'm not sure where that came from. But they belong to me, and I have them all. So
yeah, they're normal teeth. So well, I'm confused because it says on the mailer that your opponent A.T. Smith sent out that like half the county seems to have gotten. Making fun of your teeth. It says that the picture of you is not altered, the one that shows you kind of all gap teeth with terrible dental work. Was the picture altered? I mean, I can't, I don't understand.
I don't either. And I hadn't seen it in my hand. I've only seen a picture of it. So
yeah.
With it being kind of a black and white photo, it's hard to see on a photograph what they did alter or what picture it was. But I do know, I believe that picture was taken outside of WYFF early on in the campaign at an interview, I think, with Taggart Hout, maybe. And I don't know where that color picture would be. But that was – it also said I had an affair and failed a polygraph. So the teeth remark really doesn't bother me a whole lot. I mean, that just kind of – you know, it's just kind of the icing on the cake to how they ran their campaign. But the affair part, failing a polygraph, and all that stuff, the outright lies, is a lot worse to me than any appearance or tooth comment. That didn't bother me a whole lot.
Okay, so we're talking to Hobart Lewis. You are in the runoff for the sheriff's race today. So the polls are open now. You can vote till 7. Okay, so your opponent sent out a mailer saying you had cheated on your wife. His campaign also sent out robocalls over the weekend claiming you cheated on your wife. Now, I asked him personally, I asked A.T. Smith, your opponent, if he had any proof that you cheated on your wife. He said he did not. It's just what everyone says. So,
I sent you, I don't know if you've had a chance to look at it, but I tried to send you this morning. We just got our polygraph results. And it says NDI, which means no deception indicated. And also the notes are attached to that message from the polygraph examiner named Tony Hudgens, who is one of AT supporters and longtime friends. And his notes don't mention anything about that. I don't know where they got that from. It would be like, you know, all the associations with the Clintons and all those things. The $3,000 donation was concrete. That evidence was there, and it clearly had his name on it. He's just, you know, it's disappointing that he would just take a rumor and take off with it with no proof. And that's what really kind of infuriated me, especially here toward the end of the race.
Okay, so to kind of reset a little for people just tuning in, the sheriff's runoff is today, the primary Republican primary runoff. It's between A.T. Smith and you, Hobart Lewis. Okay, so a mailer goes out over the weekend. It says, you know, you cheated on your wife and failed a polygraph about it. And I've seen your Facebook page. You posted that is actually not true. You passed the polygraph. When did you take this polygraph, though? What is that all about?
It's a pre-employment polygraph.
Mm-hmm.
before you're hired at the sheriff's office, when you apply, you go and you take a polygraph test, making sure that the information you put on your application was true and correct, making sure you've, that one of the questions on there, have you ever been involved in any illegal sexual activity? Have you ever been involved in any sexual or physical relationship with another employee? Let's see. I'm trying to think of other questions that were on it. Just, I don't have it in front of me. So, again, were your references true and correct? Is your employment history correct? Have you ever stolen anything? Have you ever taken anything from an employer? Just, you know, 20 or 25 questions. Have you ever been involved in a crime? Have you ever taken anything in exchange for, you know, not charging somebody with something? It's a litany of questions. And you know, again, I don't know where they got their information other than rumors. And it was difficult to get a copy of it. I'm not sure if they got their copy they asked for yet, but we certainly got ours late Friday. And then I think Fitz News filed a FOIA request for the information, plus the video of us receiving the information on Friday. So there's somebody inside the sheriff's office called right away that saw me there, and certainly tried to make a big deal out of the fact that we were there. But as any citizen has a right to get their information, they escorted us in the building and escorted us out once we got it.
Talking to Hobart Lewis, you're one of two people on the ballot today, and we're talking about this flyer that's got everybody buzzing that was mailed out by A.T. Smith's campaign, and again, accused you of cheating on your wife, failing a polygraph, having gap teeth, which you know, plainly don't. I saw you last night, and suggesting that, yeah, that, yeah, I don't know. To me, the two thing bothered me the most, Hobart. That's why I have you on this morning, because right. To me, that's the kind, if my child did that at school, made fun of another kid for their teeth, and I found out about it, to me, that's a bully. And that's not tolerated in my house. You have a say. He sent it to the whole county. I have you on this morning because I feel like you have a you deserve to respond to that.
Well, and I think it's important that, you know, honestly, how you run your campaign is certainly how you're going to run the sheriff's office and how you're going to manage it and what kind of demeanor you're going to display. And, you know, there's a lot of young people that have watched this election. I've had people constantly try to say, hey, can my son or my daughter get a picture made with you? And they know a lot about the race, and they know a lot about what's happened. Young adults, young teenagers, and that kind of thing. So they're listening. So, you know, you have to be careful how you do respond to things, as much as you do get angry when things happen, and maybe you want to get ugly too. In your mind, you know, that you got to conduct yourself like you're the sheriff of Greenville County, and that's what I've tried to do. And, you know, y'all live feed these debates, and people are there in attendance to hear what we have to say. You know, they don't want to hear us be ugly. And this is just a precursor to whoever's elected. I mean, there's going to be a lot more serious issues than my teeth as the sheriff of Greenville County. So I hope we've provided a very professional response, and people can see they are getting a steady hand if they elect Hobart Lewis. So, again, we just, you know, I've certainly tried to display my morals and my character, and we'll find out tonight at about 7:30 how well we resonated with people once again, and we feel really good about it. So, you know, nobody certainly deserves to be picked on for some things they can't control. Again, I don't know. It's funny that they would choose that particular thing, because I really do have my teeth, you know? So that whole thing was just kind of weird, but, you know, it was classless, and, we're above that. So we're just focusing on the message.
Talking to Hobart Lewis, you were one of two candidates in the sheriff's runoff today. And again, I have put you, but I wasn't going to put either candidate back on the air, but again, that flyer went out this weekend, as did the robocalls from Smith's campaign, and I felt like you deserved the opportunity to respond. I mean, it was horrible. Texter writes, and I'm going to get you to answer this. A.T., this is criticism of me. A.T. Smith apologized for the mailer and said he didn't know it happened. I hear about forgiveness all the time from Hobart supporters, but here they are slamming AT after he apologized. Can you respond to that?
Well, I don't think that, first off, I'm sure that came somewhere from Facebook, and people are very passionate. Again, you know, when you send something like that out that's not true, I think both sides of this issue with me and the other campaign have certainly had supporters, and I've heard some of the ugliest comments, and I'm I was in the service, I was in law enforcement, so I've heard some pretty ugly stuff, but not stuff directly at my family before. So I think we both heard, you know, ugly people who support us and say some things thinking they're defending their candidate. But you certainly have not found it on my page. And when we get it, we delete it, for sure. So we got, we weren't interested in going through that at all. And it's like the last debate at Bob Jones, you know, you ask us a question, if we could ask each other a question, what would it be? And I asked him about the Fitz News article and if he was involved in sending that information or the address list from the deputies. You know, we went through all that stuff. And again, I don't, he told me last night, he said, I sent the mailer out, and he said, I want to apologize for the disclaimer on the bottom of it. He said, I didn't catch it, and I want to apologize to you right before we started the debate. But he certainly didn't apologize for the lies that were on both sides of that that mail out. And there was two different ones that went out. So, again, you know, you can't tell 99% of the truth. You either tell the truth or you don't. So, again, you can't control all your supporters. And I've never held him accountable for anything his supporters said. You know, again, people were fired up. And this race has caused a lot of issues in this county. And that's why we're in a special election. So now we're trying to move on, and you try to make it better, for sure, after this election, to try to bring the county back together, because whoever's elected is going to serve every person, every visitor, every resident, every young person in this county.
Well, Hobart Lewis, I appreciate you coming on this morning. I know you got to run because you got a bunch of stuff that you have to do. Again, you are on the ballot this morning.
Thank you.
In the runoff, you vote till 7 o'clock tonight. And again, I just felt like after the way that you were smeared over the weekend with that horrific mailer from your opponent, you deserved a chance to talk to people, Greenville County. It was the most offensive piece of campaign literature I have ever seen, and I cover politics for a living.
Well, I appreciate you giving me an opportunity to respond to it, and I appreciate the citizens of Greenville County getting out and having their voice heard this morning and getting out and voting and picking your candidate for sheriff. It's obviously one of the most important races on a local level we could have. And y'all did a great job last night. So hats off to Word Radio and Bobby Mack and you and the Republican Party for hosting it. I think it was a great venue. I think it went really well. And we just appreciate all y'all have done through this campaign to help us get the word out.
Thank you, Hobart Lewis. Certainly appreciate you calling in this morning. Again, the race is today. Polls are now open. They're open till 7 in the sheriff's runoff election between A.T. Smith, who sent the flyer out. Well, his campaign did. He said he didn't know, and he apologized. Didn't know the flyer went out, making fun of Hobart Lewis, who you just heard from, who is his opponent. Want to tell you real quick, this is a weird election because the polls are going to be different for about 100,000 voters in the county than they normally are, especially if you voted at a school. Schools are in session today, so they may have changed your polling place. So what you need to do, we've got a list of all the revised polling places. Before you go to your regular polling place, go to the 106.3 WORD Facebook page or my Facebook page, Tara Servatius fan page. We got it up. I got it up on my Twitter account, too, at Tara Servatius. And make sure that you got the right polling place. It may be different from where you regularly go.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Folks on the Ingalls Advantage talk line to weigh in. Really quickly, Benny in Simpsonville weighing in on the sheriff's runoff election today, runoff in the Republican primary between A.T. Smith and Hobart Lewis. Hey, Benny.
Hey, how are you?
Good.
I'm going to talk fast. I just want to let you know that you are awesome. And these adults out here not understanding, once you put a lie out there, you can't take it back. I don't care how much you apologize. You can't get it back. That's all I want to say.
Well, and you're not alone in that, Benny. I thank you for your phone call. That's pretty much what people are saying on the text line about the A.T. Smith, again, mailer and robocalls that have gone out against his opponent, Hobart Lewis. Again, the runoff is today. Benny, thank you so much for listening, and thanks for your phone call. Certainly appreciate it.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Import, Chicago, Illinois.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
White supremacist everywhere, man. Man. That's what the media said. In one of the most brilliant spin jobs I've ever seen. If people, okay, so this was the logic they used with this Virginia gun rally. People fighting for the original rights our founding fathers fought for and so many of our founders died for. The patriots who fought in battle alongside them. Your right to own a gun, right there, 2A. Right after 1A. Pretty important, they put it at the top. And the media prepared everybody. See, so people are going to come out here today to Virginia at the Capitol, and they're all white supremacists. Yeah, they are. You can tell because they're white, some of them, and they own guns. No other evidence than that. The Governor Blackface Northam of Virginia announced that there were white supremacists. They were going to come and shoot the place up, being, of course, white supremacists. So the media extrapolated that into everybody who's coming today to march for their gun rights is a white supremacist, which if you watched the crowd, there were black people, there were gay people with rainbow flags, there were all kinds of people in that crowd because all kinds of people own guns. here's the media predicting violence in Virginia and just just blanket condemning everybody coming as a white supremacist. This is what actually passes as news. And then I'm going to tell you what the actual white supremacists were up to this weekend, because they were busy too, one in particular.
Right now, thousands of gun rights activists, white nationalists, militia groups, all swarming the Virginia state capitol.
There are a lot of people nervous about what's going to happen.
Authorities in Richmond are on high alert.
It could be a tense day.
Such polarization. What may happen in Virginia?
Several hate groups, supposedly some white nationalists.
White nationalists.
White nationalists.
White nationalists.
White nationalist groups.
White supremacists.
White supremacists.
White supremacists. White extremists.
This entire rally stands in opposition to the meaning of this day.
Virginia on the edge. How concerned are you that
I'm going to stop. I could go on for a minute more if you would like. So what they did is they said, well, it's MLK Day and people are happen to be marching on MLK Day for gun rights. So and some of them are white. So they must be white supremacists, right? And if they're marching for gun rights on MLK Day, then they don't like black people. That was the logic. Makes no sense, I know. Well, what the media did not tell you is this is an annual march. It happens every year. On this day, on that weekend anyway, for gun rights. It's an annual tradition. It's happened to be a lot larger this year because they're, Democrats are wanting to illegally confiscate the guns. And the media knows this. So this has never been a white supremacist gathering in the past. It's always been a gathering of Second Amendment supporters of all races and creeds and, genders and whatever. They know that. But suddenly they frame it this year. All of a sudden, it's a white supremacist march. Why? It's on MLK Day. You mean like it always is? There's a squirrel. So what were the actual white supremacists doing? Maybe one's so interested in covering that. Let me ask you a question. If you believe that black people should not attend the same schools as white people, are you a white supremacist? I think most people would say you are. If you fought for black people to not attend the same schools as white people, are you a white supremacist? How many people still alive who actually did that? I mean, you're a legit fossil if you did that. Would you say a person who delivers the eulogy at the funeral for a leader of the Ku Klux Klan, would you say that person's probably a white supremacist? I mean, that's pretty dicey. Wow, eulogy. KKK member? Wow. If you delivered the eulogy for the guy who fought to keep the South segregated, in other words, black lunch counters, white lunch counters, black schools, white schools, black churches, white churches, you a white supremacist, you think? Most people say you were. Strom Thurmond did. And you will not guess. He was a senator from this state. You will not guess who delivered the eulogy for Strom Thurmond. Do you know who that was? Best known segregationist in the South in our era. Do you know who delivered the eulogy at his funeral? 15 years ago. Joe Biden. Yet it was the marchers in Virginia condemned as white supremacists this weekend. Not Joe Biden. What if you were the person who, in addition to delivering the eulogy 15 years ago for Strom Thurmond, probably the best known segregationist in the South in a generation, if in addition to delivering that eulogy just a decade ago, 10 years ago, you delivered the eulogy for a member of the leadership of the Ku Klux Klan, would you say that person's probably a white supremacist? Well, Joe Biden did. Oh, yeah. He didn't just attend the eulogy for Senator Robert Byrd, who held a leadership position in the Klan. He gave the dang eulogy. Wow, that's twice. Can you imagine if Trump had a record like that? They'd probably call him a racist. Why don't they call Biden a racist? Why don't they? See, anyway, do you know what Biden was up to this weekend? Yeah, he's cleaning up a racist mess from his past. He's in Colombia. Do you know why he was in Colombia this weekend? See, I'm just contrasting here. People show up to march for their gun rights like they do every year on this weekend in Virginia, and they are called white supremacists just because. Just because a lot of them are white, and they want gun rights. Media tars them as a white supremacist. But literally, you could be a Democrat, and you could go give the eulogy for the two biggest racists of the past 50 years in the public eye, and they don't care. They don't care. They just pat you on the back, send you on your way, and tell everybody Trump's a racist. Now, you know why Biden had to go to Colombia? He had to clean up the mess. The one the media won't tell you about. See, because there is a black woman who is one of the campaign chairs for Bernie Sanders. And she knows the truth about Biden. She tried to tell people. She wrote an editorial in the state newspaper out of Colombia. Here's what she wrote. As a recent NBC News headline said of Biden's time in the Senate, Biden didn't just compromise with segregationists. In other words, people who think black and white people should go to separate schools, separate churches, separate lunch counters. Biden didn't just compromise with segregationists. He fought for their case. She writes, the NBC report quoted the NAACP's legal director saying that one Biden-backed measure heaves a brick through the window of school integration. She continues, and she's black. And Biden didn't just vote for bills designed to prevent black students from accessing white schools. In a series of personal letters, he actively courted pro-segregation senators to support the legislation. Let me attempt to comprehend. I'm sorry. You actively advocated for segregation. You did an interview with PBS in which you argued black people would be happier in their own churches and schools. You actively courted segregationists. And then to top it all off, you gave the eulogy at Strom Thurmond's funeral 15 years ago. And if that weren't good enough, just 10 years ago, you gave the eulogy at the funeral for KKK leader and Democrat Senator Robert Byrd. And like literally the media almost doesn't care. So Joe Biden had to go to Columbia this weekend. He spoke to black leaders there on account of they kind of starting to figure out that he's actually the biggest racist in D.C. right now. And do you know what he said? This is what the media covered because they loved this line.
Don't give up now. We can defeat this moment of hate. We can defeat this moment of change. We can do this. And folks, we can, in fact, this president and his the Ku Klux Klans and the rest of them, they think they've beaten us again. But they have no idea. We're just coming back.
Yeah, you just come back from the funeral, Joe, where you gave the eulogy for a KKK leader. You're going to defeat the Klan now, though. Wow. It's Trump who's in the Klan, right? The guy who has achieved the lowest black unemployment rate in U.S. history. You're going to defeat that guy. Folks, let me tell you something. Media doesn't care about racism. If they did, they'd have drummed Joe Biden out of this race a long time ago. They don't care about black people. They're just using you guys. Just using you. They're just using you. The biggest racist of all was in Colombia. Living one. Everybody else is dead. He's a fossil. Biggest living racist alive gave a speech in Colombia and announced he was going to defeat the Klan and Trump, who's a member of the Klan. God, we live in weird times. So I'm worked up by that. I just can't even watch this.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
To the Common Sense Retirement Planning text line, 71307. Texter writes, I took my 9-year-old son with me to vote this morning. He was hyped up as if he was about to enter a wrestling match. Oh, that's so cute. The Smith mailer, this mailer A.T. Smith sent out this weekend, backfired on him as it should. Texter writes, where'd it go? Oh, here it is. Tara, I wasn't too interested in this election, talking about the sheriff's runoff today, until I saw Smith's mailer, and now I am definitely taking time to go vote for Hobart Lewis. Also, it only took 5 minutes of looking at the Facebook page of A.T. Smith's wife to see her on the advance team for the Clinton administration and all the far-left Washington swamp associates. Texter writes, hey, Tara, I think it's funny that A.T. Smith touts his Secret Service experience, yet has trouble overseeing a small mailer. It's kind of where I was with this. Texter writes, in Greenville County Sheriff's race, managing a $50-plus million budget requires finance and money management skills. How has Hobart been prepared through both your education and budget experience on the job to manage $50-plus million of taxpayers' money? Please cite specific examples of courses taken in amounts of previous budgets managed, plus gangs are not related to diversity. Gangs are not diversity, equity issues. Well, both gentlemen, A.T. Smith and Hobart Lewis, have management experience. They've been in law enforcement management, both of them actually, with the county of Greenville. So, yeah, and I, like I said, I didn't mean to get into this race today. I had no intention of doing anything more than interviewing these guys till that mailer went out. I don't know if, again, if you saw it, just to recap why I've spent so much time on it this morning. I mean, making fun of the guy's teeth. Are you kidding me? And again, the mailer went out from A.T. Smith's campaign over the weekend. You may have gotten it. He apologized for it on his Facebook page, said he did not know his consultant was sending it. My take on that is you can't manage a mailer. How are you going to manage a sheriff's department? And again, if it was just one thing, I'd be like, he's just a bully and a jerk. But A.T. Smith also, again, donated money to Hillary in his name in two donations and then said his wife wrote the check and he didn't know about it. I mean, he didn't know it was in his name or whatever. Had no idea that he had donated $3,000 to Hillary Clinton 3 weeks before the 2016 election in which he claims to vote for Trump. So he doesn't know what's going on with his own budget, doesn't know his wife's writing checks, doesn't know that his campaign's sending out mailers. And I wonder if he has any idea that his campaign is putting out robocalls accusing Hobart Lewis of having an affair. I wonder if he knows that. Because, again, I asked Tommy Smith, I asked A.T. Smith about it when he was sitting in this chair right here, and he said, I said, he wanted me to talk about Hobart Lewis allegedly having an affair, cheating on his wife. And I said, well, where, you know, do you have proof? Well, no, I just heard that. Well, now you're doing robocalls to the county telling people he cheated on his wife when he denies it and you have no proof? And you want to be sheriff? Wow. And that's after you donated $3,000 to Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton did the readings at your wedding. And you tell us you're a conservative. I just don't believe anything this guy says. I just don't anymore. I'm done.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.